John is a lumbering old stagecoach which used to rattle and jolt along dusty trails propelled by 4 to 6 prancing horses out in front. In its place is a modern interurban bus, pneumatic tires rolling along concrete highways at railroad speed. 100 horses pounding out a steady rhythm under the mountainous engine hood. Today's radio play, The Signal, is based on a most interesting story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. Here we are in the terminal of the Black and Blue Motor Coach Lines Incorporated. Coach number one, in charge of driver Joe Glynn, is standing with his door open, ablaze with lights from one end to the other. Passengers scurry around, making last-minute preparations, purchases, and inquiries.
Order! Order!
Yes,
there's right coach here. Number one there.
Oh, where are you going, sir?
Back to New York City, thank God.
Yes, sir. Amen. New York coach number one's right out yonder.
That's fine, thank goodness. Now I'll get some sleep. Such a night as I had last night.
I'd like to have a ticket to New York City. And I'd like it just behind the driver. Yeah?
Seat 4, miss.
Oh, thank you ever so much.
Hello, miss. Next.
Ticket to New Yorker. How much for Bambino?
Children small enough to be held on lap ride 3 minutes.
Oh, grazie, grazie. $3.50. All right?
Right. Next, please.
Yeah, that's me. I should like it one ticket, please, for New York. And not too far back on the right-hand side already.
Here you are. Next, please.
A one-way ticket for New York, and I don't want to stare into traffic all the way either. Now, please see that you give me a seat on the right-hand side of the coach. And be sure it's not over the wheel.
Seat 9, coach 1, madam.
Well, is that by the window? I want to be able to see things.
By the window, lady. 350. Hurry, please.
Now, don't rush me. That bus can't stop until I get on anyway. Now, let me see. There's $3. 1, 2, 3. Now, I ought to have 50 cents in change someplace. No, I guess I haven't. Well, I guess I'll have to give you another bill.
Here you are, lady. Change for 1.
No, I've got it. Oh, I knew I had the right change in my purse.
All right, lady. Here's your ticket. Next, please.
Well, the very idea. Taking your money without so much as a thank you.
2 for New York. Coach number 1.
Seat 5 and 6, $7, buddy.
Make it the back row, mister. Me and me friend here want to be able to smoke. A pal?
Yeah.
Here you are, then. $7.
Here you are. Say, where's the phone booth? I want to make a call before we leave.
Right over there. Better make it snappy, coach. I'll leave in a couple of minutes.
Keep your eye on the bus there, pal. I'll just make that call and be right back with you.
Hello, Lefty. Yeah. Yeah, I'm calling from the bus station. Yeah, now listen. Coach 1 for New York. Back row. Yeah. Yeah, we're rolling in a couple of minutes. What? The turnpike. 2 flickers of the headlight. Hey, I got you. Okay, Lefty. Be seeing you, pal.
All aboard for New York.
Hey, hold it, buddy. We're in that party.
All right, step on it, brother. I'm late now.
Where's your baggage? All our baggage is on us, buddy. Huh, pal?
Yeah. Okay, let's have a ticket.
Here you are.
Back row, climb in.
Oh, we know where we're supposed to sit. Huh, pal?
Yeah.
Yes! Wait! Wait! Wait for me!
Hey, young man, I have seat 9 in this coach. You have no right to start without me.
I'm sorry, lady. I have a time schedule to run on. I called all aboard and you didn't show up.
Well, I've shown up now. Now, here's my ticket and where's my seat?
All right, that one right back there, lady. Come on, let's go, please. Glynn. Joe Glynn, miss.
I never met anybody before by the name of Glynn. That sure is the most unusual name. You drive to New York every day, Mr. Glynn?
Every other day, miss.
What you turning that switch on and off for?
Courtesy signal. When another driver toots his horn, we always blink the lights to sort of say hello.
Aren't you just the smartest thing ever?
Oh, I don't know.
I do. I think you are.
Oh, yes?
Driver!
I see it, lady.
Oh, don't think it's this latest minute, 9.
Oh, heavens, don't mention it. Stop! Stop the bus! Let me out! I'll work from here on.
he's excited.
Well, according to my company's regulations, I have to come to a dead stop and open the door, man.
Driver, driver! Must you turn on the lights? Trying to get some sleep here. All night I was up. Not a thing did I shut my eyes. Such a night I had. Now you got to turn on the lights here to keep me awake.
I can turn them out now.
Thank you.
How fast can you drive this great big bus, Mr. Greer?
Oh, I hold it around 55 or 60 on the long stretches, miss. Sometimes I can hit between 65 and 70 when I'm trying to make up lost time, like I am now.
Oh, I would love to go fast. You know, my daddy kept talking
about it. Yes, sir. I'd rather ride the Blazing Blue Line any day than travel the Pullman. Ridiculous the prices the railroads get. This way, it's not only cheaper, but you see more of the country.
Yeah, that's right, my Polly. Now, you see here, you sleep if you must, but don't you lean on my shoulder.
I'm sorry, lady. I'm trying to be fresh. I'm a married man for 25 years already with my mom. I'm happy. It's just that I'm trying to get a little sleep early. Such a night as I had last night.
Father, how in tarnation does this Kentucky work? I'm danged if I want to stay back like this all the way to New York.
Press that red-handled leather there. Close your feet forward.
Well, I never see the feet of some of the Kentuckians on these buses.
Mama, I want a drink.
Oh, hush, dear. You'll soon be there.
But I want a drink now, Mama. Why can't I have a drink now? Oh, look at Mama. That fat man's asleep with his head on the lady's shoulder.
Now? Not yet, pal. We ain't come to the turnpike yet.
Oh, there you go. Winking your lights again. I just think that's the cutest trick.
It don't mean anything. It's just a pastime.
How fast are we going now, Mr. Glenn?
65.
Did you ever get held up at night, Mr. Glenn?
Nope.
What would you ever do if you were?
I don't know, miss. I've never thought about it.
Oh, be quiet, dear. We'll soon be at a rest stop.
Now, that's it. Gotta see left signal behind us first. That's the plan. When it gets right behind us, Lefty's gonna flicker his headlights on and off, so we'll know he's with us.
Well, we passed the turnpike.
I know. Lefty ought to be right behind us now.
There's a policeman in the middle of the road. He's motioning for us to stop.
Oh, darn it. A speed trap, just when I was getting this crate rolling along nice.
Well, where's the fire? I heard you was rolling along at a pretty good clip. Let's see your license.
Well, I'm sorry, officer. I was trying to make up time. A freight held me up at the last crossing. You know how it is, man, dear.
Ah, where did you get the lilt? What's that name again?
Glynn.
Glynn, is it?
It is. Of the county court, Glynn's glory be.
No.
Yes.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Now, here's your license. Get along with you. But remember, I'm on this stretch of roadway, and if I catch you burning it up again, I'll give you a summons. Unless we can arrange it different.
Sure, now wink me light so you'll know who I am, officer. Two blinks on and off, like this.
Two blinks it is. I'll remember that. Roll along now.
Okay.
Lullabies like you could make noise.
Why don't you sing a lullaby, mister?
Yes, why not? Say, all right, give me that baby later.
You take it.
Never mind,
never mind.
I know how to hold a baby. I'm not married 25 years for nothing.
Car comes behind us now.
Yeah, coming right along, too. That must be Lefty.
Yeah, he's turning the headlights on and off.
Are you sure?
Sure, look back.
Yep. There they go again. That's Lefty, all right. Well, I guess this is where it happened, pal.
Now?
Now.
Oh, look, Mr. Glynis. That car behind is winking his lights, too. See him in the looking glass up there?
Yeah, I guess he wants to pass by. Hey, sit down somewhere, will you, brother? You can't stand here behind me.
Just keep right on driving, buddy. I got me gun on you.
What?
Oh, we're being held up.
Keep quiet, miss. Now, buddy, turn on these inside lights.
Say, what is this, Father? I'm just getting me and my baby over here to sleep, and all the lights is turned off.
This is a stick-up. Yeah, the gentleman over their wallets and the ladies their poison, and nobody will get hoist, see? Now, my pal here will take up the collection.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, hey, look, Lefty's passing.
Ah, that's okay. He's just getting ahead, so when we stop, we can make a getaway.
Hey, what's your friend doing there, trying to wreck me? He didn't have to cut us off like that. What's he stuck in front of us for?
Lefty's getting out. Come on, open this door, buddy. Let him in. Holy gee, it's the cop.
Drop that gun. Sure, it's me. Stick out your hands, you.
Oh, he's dying.
You too, now.
Say, how did you know this was going to happen?
I didn't. I was hurrying after you, and I blinked me light like you said, to let you know I was coming behind you. And then your lights went on, and I see the holdup.
Wow. Gee, I never was so glad to see a cop before. But what were you coming after me for? I wasn't speeding.
Who said you were? You see, I got to thinking, after you started off, that my grandfather married a Bridget Glynn from County Cartway. Maybe we're related.
Maybe. Anyway, after this, we're very close friends.
Sure, we are that. Well, I'll take these lads back with me, and you can roll along. And I said roll.
Thanks, officer.
But don't be abusing the privilege. Now then, get along, you two, or I'll forget myself and put a couple of holes in you just for practice.
Here's where I make up some time.
Yes, and here's where I make up some sleep, please, God.
Be sure to read the interesting story of a holdup on a transcontinental bus when it appears in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. This story will appear under the title, Robbing the Modern Stagecoach. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Jerome K. Jerome once wrote, "A dog never makes it his business to inquire whether you're in the right or in the wrong. He never bothers as to whether you are going up or down life's ladder. Never asks whether you're rich or poor, silly or wise, sinner or saint. You are his pal. That is enough for him. And come luck or misfortune, good repute or bad, honor or shame, he is going to stick to you, to comfort you, guard you, give his life for you if need be. Foolish, brainless, soulless dog." Today's radio play, Devotion, is suggested by a most interesting story of dog devotion, which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. A man and his wife sit reading the evening paper. Suddenly, the man speaks.
"Well, I'll be jigged.
What's the matter, dear?"
I've heard some odd ones, but this beats them all."
"What beats what?"
"Well, I was just reading here about a fellow who had a mongrel dog that he'd trained to do tricks on street corners for small change from pedestrians.